Today's devotion is entitled, What Do You See? By Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. It's easy to say seeing is believing. However, that implies that your eyesight is good. One time, well, probably many times, I stood with the refrigerator door open, exclaiming to my wife that we didn't have any ketchup. She quickly pointed to the bottle sitting directly in front of me. For a moment, regardless of the objective reality of the ketchup bottle's existence, I lived in the reality of no ketchup. The horror. Joking. Kind of. Christians need the Lord's vision like I need my wife's. Faith is not seeing beyond reality. It is seeing reality with the Creator's eyes and words. Our eyes aren't so good. We see sinners sitting next to us on Sunday. God sees saints forgiven by the blood of His Son. We see a very short, chaos-inducing toddler. Jesus sees a baptized disciple. We see ourselves suffering and struggling with sin. God sees a brand new babe, a citizen of His kingdom. We see a world hopelessly falling apart. God sees a new day dawning with His Son's resurrection, the end of death, sin, and Satan, and our own resurrection. It's easy to be discouraged when we look at ourselves and others through our own mortal, damaged eyes. So we need someone to point to the ketchup, the reality right in front of us. We need to hear from an outside voice that John tells us in chapter 3 of his first letter. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Our bad eyesight makes us dizzy as we get lost in conspiracies, news feeds, economic reports, as well as the false hopes and demands of our many man-made gods. We put our faith in gods who aren't there. We run in fear from demons who have been conquered. Stop living in the world's narrative and listen to the voice of the Shepherd, your Maker and Redeemer. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ is coming again. It will be okay. It is happening. Can you see it?